Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Celtics and the Washington Wizards mere moments away. First, our conversation with the head coach, Doc Rivers, brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. With your choice of doctors and hospitals, Harvard Pilgrim is worth a closer look. Visit harvardpilgrim.org for more information. We haven't talked much about this stat, but you're the number one team in the league defending the three, which is what made the way the game went on Friday with Anthony Parker so odd.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a great job all year of rotating. We've done a great job. You know, if you remember before the season, we had a couple of team goals. One, is to protect the interior a little bit better. Two is to guard the three-point line. And three, to get better in pick-and-roll defense. And we've done it in some areas, you know, especially the three-point area. But, you know, they moved the ball extremely well. We had some bad rotations. One in particular that stood out was the Parker one because we had just – We basically drew up where the ball was going. It did, and we didn't rotate. You know, those are killers. You know, they still have to make the shot, but the fact, or at least on that one, we should have had body in place and body there to take that away. It was really frustrating.
We've been talking about this streak the last 20 minutes or so before this segment, and I thought that Brian Scalabrine had a fascinating quote that Max and I have been talking about a little bit on the show so far, which is that with younger players now, so many of them play AAU and things like that, that wins and losses maybe don't mean as much as they did to a different generation. Are younger players less affected by losing than they were?
Yeah, I would say they always have been in some ways. You know,
but more now.
More now because I think they come in younger. Number one, than they were when obviously we played. And I hate to, you know, obviously, you know, use that thing. But then secondly, they're still trying to find their way. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to find how they're going to play. And they're trying to get their minutes and their time and figure out how they can get their touches and all that stuff. So it makes it more difficult. For them to then think about wins and losses. Now, that's not the way you should ever think. Obviously, you should come in the game thinking about and winning the game. And that's it. You know, and that's one of the things that I focus on all the time with our guys is it's not about you ever. It's all about the team and winning. And that should be your only focus. That's easier said than done.
Well, team gets an extra asset now tonight. What is the biggest thing, the most significant thing that Wally Szczerbiak can do for this team coming back?
Make a shot. You know, would be number one. But number two, his ability to make a shot helps you as well because it forces them to guard him. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that spaces the floor. And if we can get guys in the right spots, especially at the end of games, and put them in the right areas, then the defense is going to have to make the correct rotation to take us away from things. And that's what he does.
The Wizards, for a top team, and they traditionally, even over the last few years, they don't fall into the traditional statistical categories that a lot of the good teams do. But the one thing every year, year in and year out, and especially this year when they lead the Eastern Conference, they get many more possessions because they don't turn the ball over and they turn you over.
Yeah.
And if there's ever a team that underlines how important that number is, it's this one.
Yeah, you know, years ago, that's what most coaches followed, and I still do follow that, and that's what, you know, last year I kept harping on, you know, people didn't understand the effect of all of our turnovers and then giving up offensive rebounds. The Wizards are not a great defensive team. They're not. But what they do well is they do shoot gaps, they gamble, and they get steals, and then they get extra shots from offensive rebounding. And if you don't turn the ball over and you're a good offensive team, as efficient as they are, that makes them a pretty darn good basketball team.
It's the third time we have seen them. We obviously did the arenas conversation last weekend. We talked about Caron Butler and the all-star year he's having. And pretty scary when you realize that we're still not talking about Antoine Jameson.
Yeah.
He's been great.
And I thought he made the shot that beat us in the overtime,
yep.
The first shot, the three. You know, that's why they're good. Sean, they have so many different guys. You know, that's three very good basketball players on the same team. All in their own right could be the official scorer of that team. And that's what makes him so good. And Jameson is good because he's so quirky. I mean, he can play the three. He can play the four. He's just a difficult – he has what I call an off-balance game. You know, he takes shots off the wrong foot. He basically keeps you off-balance defensively.
Well, now that we've built them all up, go get them, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And we will.
The head coach brought to you by Ski Market with convenient locations throughout New England. Celtics and the Wizards next on the WRKO Celtics Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.